This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
The Atacama Desert in Chile is one of the driest spots on Earth. Sometimes can't even see any life at all.
As I was a kid, those drives were really boring because there was nothing to see.
Armando Asua Bustos was born and raised in the Atacama. He's now an astrobiologist at the Spanish National Research Council's Center for Astrobiology. And he says with closer inspection, life can be found there.
But you have to take a microscope in order to see microorganisms in those driest places in the Atacama.
Then in 2015, and again in 2017, freak storms from the Pacific flooded the Atacama, 10 times the usual amount of rain fell, turning some of the driest parts of the desert into lagoons. But the desert's hardy microbial life didn't exactly burst into bloom.
I started looking at the microscope, I couldn't see anything. This is surprising. I was expecting to see a zoo of little things moving all around, but I couldn't see anything.
In fact, after sampling three of the newly submerged areas, his team found only a quarter of the microscopic species they'd previously isolated in the desert region. Perhaps, he says, because the water killed the rest through a process called osmotic shock.
The cell doesn't have the mechanism to get all the water that is going into the cell to get it out. So they just start inflating like small balloon until they burst out.
Their results are in the journal Scientific Reports. The microbial massacres should serve as a cautionary tale, he says, as we search for similar dry-adapted life forms on Mars, because several of the life-detecting experiments performed by the Viking landers involved, you guessed it, adding water. And it would be tragic if we killed the first extraterrestrial life we found.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.